This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps. Mr. Modi said agriculture remains the backbone of India's economy and a strategic pillar for the country's long-term development journey. He highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds.
Aaj daalon se lekar tilhan tak desh record utpadan kar raha hai. Lekin ab jab 21वीं सदी का दूसरा क्वार्टर शुरू हो चुका है तब कृषि क्षेत्र को नई ऊर्जा से भरना भी उतना ही आवश्यक है इस साल के बजट में इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said India will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month. Addressing the 57th Raising Day ceremony of the Central Industrial Security Force CISF in Cuttack, Odisha, Mr. Shah said security forces will completely dismantle the Maoist dream of a red corridor stretching from Tirupati to Pashupatinath. He praised the contribution of CISF in anti-Naxal operations in states like Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Telangana. In a separate event, the Home Minister inaugurated a new sulfuric acid plant at the premises of Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative Limited in Paradeep, Odisha. The plant has been set up at an estimated cost of 750 crore rupees. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that self-reliance is the only way to stay relevant and ready in the present era of uncertainty. Singh inaugurated the Sagar Sankalp, reclaiming India's maritime glory, a defence and maritime dialogue in Kolkata. He emphasised that the current global situation has led to the realignment of supply chains, formation of new equations and constant rise in maritime activities, reaffirming the government's resolve of attaining self-reliance in every field. Enforcement Directorate ED has provisionally attached immovable properties worth more than 206 crore rupees in a money laundering case involving TTI Infrastructure Limited. ED said that the assets include around 8.3 acres of land and commercial units located in Kamaspur in Sonipat, Haryana, owned by the company and its associated entities. The agency began the investigation based on 26 FIRs and charge sheets filed by the Delhi Police and its Economic Offences Wing. The investigation revealed that the company and its promoters failed to deliver flats and units to thousands of home buyers on time, with delays of up to 16 to 18 years in some projects. The final result of Civil Services Examination CSE 2025 has been declared today. The Union Public Service Commission said that more than 9,30,000 candidates applied for Civil Services Preliminary Exams, which was conducted on 25th May 2025. It said that a total of 958 candidates, including 659 men and 299 women, have been recommended by the Commission for appointment to various services. UPSC said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured the first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akansh Thal stood at the second and third rank, respectively. Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign, targeting the Islamic Republic's fleet of warships. The conflict between the joint forces of Israel and America and Iran entered its seventh day. The Israeli military claimed destroying most of Iran's air defenses and missile launchers, while U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned that strikes against Tehran were about to surge dramatically. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian today said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict. And that is the end of this news bulletin.